Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at a British Columbia, Canada UFO Roundup. That's correct, a British Columbia, Canada UFO Roundup. Now, I found these over on newfork.org. I'll have the links at the Ko-Fi and the locals website. Lots of good reports and also lots of good pictures over there. And take a look at these for yourself. Now, this first one comes to us from Victoria, BC, Canada. The date on this is March 5th. 2024, pretty recent, duration 5 minutes. It says shape, disc, color, silver, green, red, estimated size, it was large, viewed from land, direction northeast and southeast, angle of elevation 70, closest distance 30 to 50 feet. So this would almost be a close encounter of what, the second kind? Estimated speed, pretty fast. Characteristics, lights on object, changed color, aircraft nearby, silver craft object with red and green lights over Victoria Hillside in Oakland's neighborhood, it says. Goes on down, I was on my deck having a smoke, and then I saw a disc-shaped object in the sky, so I grabbed my Russian binoculars and saw it clearly with my own two eyes. The craft was flying all over the place. I thought it was a dream, but this sighting was real. The craft had green and red lights blinking around its silver disc body. I still can't believe that I had witnessed it, especially from my second story balcony. It's got a picture here. You can see this light in the distance. It says 3/13/24 is the date that it was posted. Very cool sighting there in Victoria, BC, Canada. Now let's take a look at this next sighting. This one says Courtney, BC, Canada. The date on this is 2/8/24, and the shape is a light. Details, my backyard facing northwest, two objects above trees in distance. It says shape light, color white, yellow, estimated size, they were big, maybe a football field in size, viewed from the land. West-northwest over the mountains, angle of elevation 46, closest distance 10 kilometers, so about 6 miles away, it says. Estimated speed, not moving, aura or haze around object. So imagine seeing these football field-sized objects. Two objects hovering for 30 seconds, then dimmed and disappeared. Woke up for work, was letting my dog out in the backyard, which faces west. Instantly noticed two very bright planets close together to the northwest. Watched them for 30 seconds or so, then one of the objects dimmed and went out. 5 seconds later, the other object did the same thing. I'm a bit of a space and aircraft geek, and this was something I've never seen before. Also, the way they dimmed out was weird. You could almost see the outline of the object for a second, like seeing a tracer or some kind of a glow stick. I woke up this morning and rushed down to look at the same time, but there was nothing. The morning of the sighting was extremely clear, not a cloud in the sky, with all the other stars out. Wow. Two really football-sized shaped objects, it says, seen floating. That's just amazing that they could be that big. I could see why they would be so shocked from it. This one here says it's from West Kelowna, BC, Canada. Location halfway up Bushiri Mountain. The date on this is 10/5/23, duration 60 seconds. Shape, chevron, and then it says aura or haze around object. Slow moving, lower altitude, substantial craft appearing to bend light around it. Now that's interesting, bending light around it. My girlfriend and I were on an evening walk up Bushiri Mountain in West Kelowna, Canada. Approximately halfway up, there is a lookout spot which gave a great vantage point to the clear night sky. After admiring the stars for 10 or so minutes, my girlfriend startled me by abruptly shouting out, "What is that?" and pointing into the night sky. After a brief moment, my eyes came across what I can best describe as a bending of light, holding its form, moving slowly across the sky at lower altitude. My uneducated guess would be maybe 10,000 feet in altitude, significantly lower than a civilian aircraft. We could not make out any details of any alien military craft. Light appeared to be bending around an unseen object, shaped almost as a chevron, but with a straight edge horizontal nose. The light bent and refracted around it was almost identical in hue to the particularly colorful deep tangerine moon. My girlfriend described the effect as looking like a force field. The craft or object, whatever it was, moved in linear direction and speed, slowly moving across the night sky until traveling too far away to be seen. It did not leave behind any contrail. The size of said anomaly was maybe twice larger than the size of the Little Dipper, also present in the night sky. The lighting bent around it perfectly, held its form, traversing a massive portion of the sky until traveling out of view. Now imagine, if this thing is the size of the Little Dipper, wow. And now, they do say it's 10,000 feet altitude, they think, so still a very large craft flying even at that altitude. That's some weird stuff. This looks like an orb sighting here. It's from Agassiz, BC, Canada. A date on this is 10/5/23. Objects flying from west to east straight overhead along Morrill Road. Shape changing. Group of golden orbs traveling west to east, constantly changing formation. At 9 p.m., my wife noticed something over the roof of our house flying east. She pointed it out to me as I looked up at the group of 9 to 12 golden orbs in a triangle shape. It looked like an airplane. Then the orbs started changing formation. It looked like they were playing, flying over and under each other. As they continued to head east, they changed formation a couple of more times. I tried getting my phone and taking a couple snaps of pictures, even a video, but it was too dark and all I have is a black video. As I was trying to look at my phone screen and trying to get objects in sight, my wife watched them stop for a second and then shoot straight up and disappear. This lasted 30 to 45 seconds from start to finish. After that, we saw a short meteor shower or space debris falling. As we were ready to call it a night and go back inside at 9:45 p.m., we saw the golden orbs again, this time just over the northern horizon above the tree line, this time for 5 seconds, but we could still see them change formation from single file to almost boomerang shape, then just disappear over the school behind our house. The height is hard to judge, but it was definitely higher than small planes that fly around our area and lower than most commercial flights we see. The second flyby was much lower and looked like it was only a few hundred feet off the ground. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that we hear about these orbs, changing formations, varying altitudes. I mean, I've seen one myself, maybe 50, 60 foot off the ground, just drift up, you know, and disappear. They're fantastic to watch, whatever they are. Good, bad, and different, I don't know. But they're being seen more and more all the time, it seems like. Now, here's one. It says Delta BC, Canada. Location, Holly Park Drive. Lasted 2 to 3 seconds. And the time on this is 10/3/23. Looks like 11/12 Pacific time. So I don't know if that's night or daytime. Characteristics, left a trail. I saw a bluish light with a small trail leaving south, then disappeared behind cloud, going incredibly fast. Sitting outside having a cigarette, I leaned forward, looked left up to the sky. I saw a bluish light traveling south with a small tail of light, then disappeared behind cloud, only for a few seconds. It could be a meteorite, but we don't really know, you know, at what angle it was flying. I seriously think these things are oftentimes camouflaging themselves as meteorites. Just too much weird stuff happening around them. This is from 9/14/23. 2 to 3 seconds. Time on this is 21:43. Location, Kamloops, PC, Canada. Location, north sky, high in sky, but not too far away. Shape, circle. Or haze around object, left a trail, changed color. Light like orb moved quickly upwards, bright circle, simple wavy sides, very bright. Movement disappeared, no clouds. On back patio looking north, sky high in the sky, a moving orb of light quick and then turning into a brilliant glowing circle of white in the same blue with movement on the sides and then disappearing. No clouds, seemed not too far away, and it could have been large. Wow, another one of these orb sightings. This one, a blue one. Isn't that weird? Here's one from Vancouver, British Columbia. It says 9623. Now, this one's got a picture, and I don't know. It's some kind of an orb. It's above a building here, it looks like, or maybe a, yeah, some kind of a large building. It says, shape cross, white glow with blue, viewed from land. And then the direction of the view was southeast, angle of elevation 50, closest distance 20 to 30 kilometers, so what's that, 20 miles, estimated speed fast, lights on object, aura or haze around object. It wasn't a normal movement, first stationary, then straight up. That's not normal. Hovering at a time just after stars disappear and dawn arrives, no clouds or planes, just this one object, just there, then gone. It's got this picture. Wow. It's, you can just tell by that report that this thing's impactful. This really left an imprint on somebody. Here's one from Ashcroft, British Columbia. It says 9723, duration 10 minutes, location Ashcroft, BC. Viewed objects flying from east to northeast. Shape light. Lights on object, aircraft nearby, identified lights that appeared to be stars at first, moving very rapidly and erratically. They changed course abruptly. Well, stars aren't doing that. While on the back deck last night, observing the stars together, my partner and I both started tracking a rapidly moving light high in the eastern sky. It moved fast and erratically, but we were able to track it in our binoculars. It looked as bright as a star. We then tracked another one a bit north of the first. We saw a third one further north of the two with the same movements observed. However, this object seemed to maybe reflect light at a couple points in its flight because it got incredibly bright and then faded, making it hard to track as well. It seemed to disappear and reappear at times. Well, that could be from the reflection, but this notion of these things traveling erratically, that does not sound like a satellite to me. We have one here from Britannia Breach, BC, and this has got a picture, a couple pictures. Looks like it's maybe some orb sightings, maybe some stars in the background here. It says 8:14:23, 9:29 Pacific time. I'm assuming this is at night. Location Britannia Breach, location Britannia Beach, BC, Canada, residential property deck, shape light, explanation insect possible. Well, that's what apparently Newfork is saying. Characteristics, light on object, 10 second exposure with iPhone 13 laying flat on stationary table, captured a series of lights in a non-linear movement among the stars, sitting on a deck with all exterior lights extinguished and light and little light pollution, capturing stars by using 10 second exposure and wide angle lens, setting the camera on a table pointing up and clicking the button. All other objects in the sky are stationary in the upper left of the photo. An odd pattern showed up, zooming in, and showed a series of lights in two or three streaks, like a fast-moving object traveling in an erratic curved path. Check Starlink Finder website, and nothing showed visible at the time. Could possibly be something like a couple of fireflies flying in formation, but that seems far-fetched. Hard to say what it may be, and then it gives the coordinates. I don't think this is fireflies. It's definitely something weird here. I don't know. I mean, the fireflies, they pulsate anyway, so that would be a little bit odd to me. I just can't explain what that is. Here's one here from Surrey, BC, and they've got a picture. Well, they've actually got a short video of this thing. It's this orb flying around here. You can take a look at it. It's neat. It says 8723, and then they reported it in February this year in 24. And duration 1 minute 30 seconds, observers 2, location Surrey, BC, Canada. It was roadside in the suburban city of Surrey, BC, along 60th Avenue between 2nd and 128th Street. And then it says shape orb, color orange fire orb, car-sized orb, viewed from land. The direction was westwards facing, angle of elevation 45, closest distance 300 feet as we chased it along the roadway, slowest at 30 mile per hour and fastest at more than 100 mile per hour. Almost like this thing was playing a game of cat and mouse with these people. It says bright plasma fire orb flying smoothly without trail or sound above houses in suburban Canadian city of Surrey, BC. On August 7th, 2023 at 10:13 p.m., Surrey, BC, a suburb of Vancouver, Canada, my 13-year-old son spotted a bright orange orb in the sky directly in front of us, about a mile away from us. I stopped the car in the middle of the roadway. In awe, the driver behind us did the same without a sound. Seemingly both vehicles transfixed by the sight above. We all watched the silent, fiery sphere. Its plasma-looking core didn't even leave a trail. I quickly grabbed my iPhone 13 to record this strange anomaly through my windshield. The orb then changed direction quickly and smoothly. We tried to follow it. My son took out his phone as I drove quickly after the fiery orb, filming as best he could along the highway. But soon it turned completely black and disappeared into the night sky, only a few hundred feet above the homes of Surrey, BC. The video we have doesn't fully capture the event of its entirety. As I was fumbling around trying to find my phone to record the situation, but it's a tangible piece of extraordinary encounter we can't explain. It was not a balloon, a drone, or anything like that. It was nothing we have seen before. That's cool. And they've definitely got some video here of this thing just floating around. Probably doesn't do justice to what they saw, but at least they recorded the incident. This one here is from Brackendale, BC, Columbia. The date on this is 8/26/23. Looks like 2200. So that's what, 10 o'clock p.m. It says location details, mountain across from the Chickamas River between Alice Lake, Chainup, and Fergie's. Shape other, characteristic, lights on object, changed color, animals reacted. Large V-shaped object with red lights swaying back and forth. Saw object swaying back and forth. My boyfriend and I had flashlights, so I started flashing at the object. It then went dark and would only emit a single red flash three times. I'll give this person some free advice, and that is don't shine your light at these things. I've come across many, many stories where when people have done that, it's ended up in a negative situation. So I treat these things kind of like I would treat a really large animal. Like I've talked about before in my own experience, the feeling that I had being up close to this thing, you know, within almost arm's length, was the same feeling I had when I took a friend of mine's kids to a small circus. And outside the auditorium, they had this poor elephant chained up out there. Now, this was, must have been an Indian elephant. It's a little on the smaller size, but still a big animal, you know, I don't know. It's way, way bigger than a draft horse, way, way bigger than me. And the poor thing was just kind of stomping there, you know, shuffling flies off. And they had a little makeshift rail around it. And I noticed it only had, what I could see at least, was, I believe, one leg chained to a big peg there in the ground. And I thought to myself, I wonder if that thing really wanted to, if it couldn't just pull that stake out of the ground. I don't know. But nobody was taking any chances. Everybody was giving that thing plenty of respect. And that's kind of how I feel when you come across these UFOs, at least at close-up range. I'm not going to be the one to point a flashlight at it. I can tell you that. Not until we know a lot more about these things. Now, here's one here. It says Kelowna, K-E-L-O-W-N-A, Kelowna, B.C. It says 6/23/23, 6 to 7 seconds. Looks like it happened just before midnight, 2352, says location details. my residence looking out my basement window at the sky, shape triangle, lights on object, left a trail, blue glow illuminated object that then had sparks and completely disappeared. At approximately 11:03 p.m. June 3rd, I observed out of my home's basement window what appeared to be a bright blue illuminated object traveling in a straight line at a very low altitude. At first, I thought it was a plane associated with the airport. I live near Black Mountain. The object was not lit up as a plane, and I suspected maybe it was a drone of some kind, as it appeared to be a triangle in shape from what I could see and was illuminated by this blue glow. I have to add there were no sounds or visible signs of fireworks of any kind. I only observed this object for a few seconds, as what appeared to be bright yellow sparks were suddenly trailing the blue lit object, and almost immediately after that, the object completely disappeared. I am retired law enforcement, and I felt very uneasy after seeing this object. You can imagine. That's what's called having your world rocked. I mean, you go through your whole life and you believe a certain way, and then one of these things shows up and it just kind of rocks your world. Here's one from Vancouver. It says, dated 5/19/23, 2 minutes. Location details over the Inner Harbor shaped circle. Noticed a silver something in the sky, high up in elevation. It didn't move, just stayed in place. I filmed it in the sky. It seemed to flash the silver collar as if it was spinning and the sun was hitting it. I videotaped this object, but it won't let me send it. Send me a phone number and I'll send it to you. I work on a boat that goes back and forth in the Inner Harbor over Vancouver. It was very high up in daylight. Hope this helps. Yeah, we've seen some of these strange things that do seem to spin and reflect sunlight. Not really sure what's going on with them. We'll do a couple more of them here. This one happened on May 9th, 2023. It looks like 9:10 Pacific time, duration over an hour. It says, Shenanigan Lake, BC, Canada, three identical objects, first in the eastern sky, second in the southeastern sky, third in the northwest, shape triangle. Characteristics, lights on object, or haze around object, changed color. Three triangular shaped orbs, each with three colored lights. Each orb pulsated or ovulated. All three were stationary for over an hour and a half. The fact that they never moved and they were clearly not stars, planets, or satellites has left me wondering just what it was I was witnessing. It's got a video here. It's pretty cool. I mean, you can just see this light up there just kind of pulsating and moving around. And he pulls it back, you can see they're like in a residential area. It's neat. It's good that people are recording these things, I think. This one is from Atlin, BC, Canada, dated 5/17/23. Looks like it happened about, it says 11:54 local time, so I'm not sure if that's in the morning or at night. Details, moving east along south side of Surprise Lake Road in Pine Creek Valley, shape diamond. Lights on object, aircraft nearby. Extreme bright light moving east from west, just above height of land, thousands of feet below air corridor. Single track, no sound, stable. We live in the south facing cabin and monitor air traffic over our home and valley. My wife noticed a very bright abnormal light traveling at a fast speed across the sky just above the mountaintops. I was able to put binoculars on for a brief moment before it traveled out of view. It had a prism shape of very white light. This was not a commercial aircraft, as it traveled over a very high craft, then traveled south to north over us. Then we heard the sonic boom. It was not a civilian aircraft, as it traveled too high and too fast. The prism light was completely quiet and brighter than any star or aircraft I have ever seen. This was not the space station or satellite. Everything about my sighting I felt was not anything I have seen lately. I have been a Canadian Ranger and was briefed on reporting these objects. Well, there you have another reliable source then. And he's telling you he sees this UFO and apparently another airplane comes in after it, like a military craft, It's going so fast that it's creating a sonic boom, while the UFO is outpacing it and is not creating a sonic boom. That's what strikes me about that. Definitely not man-made. We'll do a couple more here, then we'll wrap this up. This one here is from Enderbay, BC, Canada. We'll do this one and two more. The date on this is 5/24/23, 2 to 4 minutes. It says, location details near Maple Lake, looking at the mountain south from Shuswap Falls RV Resort, shape orb, aura or haze around object, landed. Saw large white orb slowly landing on the other side of the mountain. We were taking the dog out for a pee, and my husband saw this large white bright orb in the sky that was not very far away from the ground or the mountaintop. This orb was gracefully lowering down with barely any shaking. It was bright and beautiful. We watched as it disappeared behind the mountain. No flashing of lights, no spiral. It stayed in exact position as it slowly came down. After this, I saw a smaller orb in the distance, which I thought was a star, as I saw it before the large orb, and it was extremely close to us. This smaller orb started moving into the distance and further into the sky somewhat fast. It ended up moving above our heads until it was so small we couldn't see the light coming off it. Yeah, sometimes they travel in pairs like that. Just, you have to ask yourself, what in the world is going on with these things? Okay, we'll do this one and one more. This is from, it says, Cole Harbor, BC, Canada, Quatsino Sound, Kuskomo Bay Salmon Farm, circle or haze around object, remote area. They have another video here. People definitely are taking pictures of these things. And you can see, watch this video, you can see this orb hovering over this mountaintop. It's really neat. It says, remote area was seen and video done. Definitely have the video here. This is amazing, I gotta tell you. I mean, I'm looking at this video right now. You can go over there to the Ko-Fi site and link to it. I'm looking at an orb, and I'm looking at this thing move up in the sky at a pretty decent clip, and kind of just wandering off a little bit to the right, and then to the left, and back down again. Wow, now it's traveling in circles. Let me tell you something, this is not a drone. Man, now it's taking off, just zipping up. I mean, this thing is just booking out of there. Some kind of incredible speed. It's almost like the camera can't keep up with it. And then it just darts back down again. There's something going on with these things where they want to be filmed at. It's almost like it called this guy out here, and then it just said, film me. And he films this thing, and it's just doing tricks, and it's showing you what it can do. Wow, this is really an amazing video. I don't know how this stuff doesn't make the news more. I really don't know. I mean, people are putting up such great reports. They're putting up these fantastic videos. I just don't get it. I mean, I think 200 or 300 reports on this here just from the BC area. I'll do one last one here, and you can go back and read some of these yourself. I couldn't possibly get through them all. This one says 7/13/22. Abbotsville, BC, Canada. We live on a mountain which has an unobstructed view of the Fraser Valley and Mount Baker shaped disc. We saw a disc-shaped object clearly leave Mount Baker and disappear straight up. My 10-year-old son and I were on our balcony looking at Mount Baker, which we have a clear and unobstructed view of, and we saw a disc-shaped object slowly go up above Mount Baker until it disappeared straight up. We were watching the mountain and preparing to watch the full moon, and this was amazing. Disc-like gray in color, very clearly visible. By the time we figured out what was happening and I took out my camera, it was gone. Wow, another amazing sighting. Well, like I said, I'll put these links over at the Ko-Fi and the local site. You can click on there, you can read some of these reports, and you can look at some of these images. I have to tell you, the videos that people are taking of these things are getting better and better all the time. Even though we're doing this in small steps, this is what disclosure is all about. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.